You are amidst a prosperous town. As a historian wrote, at the eve of the American Revolution, the town consisted of approximately 177 dwellings and had its own silversmiths, blacksmiths, tailors, cobblers, bakers, indeed artisans of all trades. The waterfront seethed with activity. The town's grog shops and inns were packed with roistering sailors. It stretches about 8 blocks back from the water, but the blocks are rendered irregular from the positioning of the houses, all of which had their own garden and pasture lots, outbuildings, and such. This block is the village green. Besides its use as a training ground for the militia, it is also where the stocks and whipping post for punishing wrongdoers are placed, probably on the end nearest the courthouse. In early 1781, as the British Army of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis is chasing the Continental Army through the Piedmont far to the west, a colonist writes that area enslaved people are spreading stories. "They say people are getting ready to run again, and the English are to be in Edenton by Saturday," she says. Escapees who made it to British camps were generally allowed to go with those forces to freedom. Rumors return in mid-April when the British Corps holding Portsmouth near Norfolk, Virginia, is said to be headed south. Panicking citizens gather here on the green to decide what to do, mostly women and the elderly. Males of fighting age are either in the regular army or serving with militia called out to oppose the march. At some point, a boat arrives from Windsor to the west, which offers the citizens refuge. Overnight, there is a flurry of packing and other preparations, and by dawn, the residents and livestock are gone. For a week, Edenton is a ghost town. Soon after, Cornwallis is marching north from Wilmington. One source says the town crier hits the streets to announce that Cornwallis plans to send a detachment to burn Edenton for its role in the revolution. Another rumor holds that he has sent out 600 black foragers to plunder Patriot properties. Apparently, the locals have learned their lesson and stay put. Neither attack happens, and the Redcoats get no closer than modern Rocky Mount on their way to Virginia. Walk down to the waterfront, view the Joseph Hughes Monument if you wish, and then cross over Water Street to the Three Cannons. Look into the harbor and go to our next audio clip.